Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Entering the Heart of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A discussion rose among the disciples as to which of them was the greatest. Jesus, who knew their thoughts, took a little child and placed it beside him, after which he said to them, Whoever welcomes this little child on my account welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes him who sent me, for the least among you is the greatest. It was John who said, Master, we saw a man using your name to expel demons, and we tried to stop him because he is not of our company. Jesus told him in reply, Do not stop him, for any man who is not against you is on your side. The Gospel of the Lord. As Christians, we realize that the world often has different values and perceptions about life than we do. As a teacher, I found that also true about people's perceptions about education and the teaching field. One of the most common ones was that you teach because you can't do. If you are teaching music, it's because you aren't good enough to make it in the performance field. If you are teaching science, it's only because you weren't good enough to get into the research lab. Examples like that. Retiring from teaching after 39 years, I know that for me and many of my colleagues, that's kind of a slap in the face, a hurtful and very often untrue statement. I suppose there may be some in our field who fit that description, but I would like to think that for the majority, and definitely for me, teaching is a vocation that you are called to. Despite unrealistic demands and countless unpaid hours of work, you just can't turn your back on it or walk away from it. I'll share with you that even though I knew it was the right decision and the right time for me to retire, that on my last day in my classroom, after everyone had gone, I sobbed my heart out as I said goodbye to 39 years of my vocation. Luckily, I found out that even in retiring, I never could really leave my vocation totally behind. When you are called to the vocation of teaching, you want to share knowledge with others. You work hard to figure out ways to make that knowledge accessible to all. And you find ways to inspire and pass on the love of your subject matter to your students. A teacher is who you are. And even though I have retired from classroom teaching, I will never stop being a teacher. It is who I am. In a way, a lot of those aspects of teachers are also aspects of preachers. And so my life goes on. Another misconception about education that I often ran into was that if you taught elementary school, you were at the lowest level of the profession, and that moving on to teaching high school or college were somehow promotions. I taught elementary school all my career and was often asked when I was going to move up, as if teaching high school or junior high would elevate me. In truth, the different ages all have their challenges and rewards. At the elementary level, I always felt that my teaching was so vital because it was the foundation of their experiences. The way I taught them to value music and engage in it would be a lifelong joy or a total turnoff. College, high school, and junior high teachers wouldn't have as easy a job if I didn't instill fundamental skills and interests that the teachers could work with. And yet I never envied them their task of teaching through the drama of adolescence and burgeoning adulthood. I preferred the spontaneity and enthusiasm of the younger child. Yet the world looked upon elementary as lesser. Thank you for your patience, because I am getting to the gospel. I just needed to set up for you an understanding of the image I see when our Lord tries to quench the desire that was working its way to the disciples to be the best, to be the top dog. They were arguing who was the greatest. maybe a little jealous even, of who had the greatest standing. And later John was concerned, maybe even a little jealous, of a non-disciple casting out demons in Jesus' name. And what does Jesus do? He takes a child, one who is still in development, who has minimal contribution to Jewish society, loved and valued by his family, but not of high standing in the community, like, say, a Pharisee or a rich landowner. And Jesus says, whoever receives this child in my name receives me. The one who is least among you is the one who is greatest. The world perceives children as lesser importance than adults. A child must rely on adults to survive, to get food and shelter from them. A child trusts in his family to care for him. But Jesus stresses the value of the child and the fact that to be truly great, you must see the value of that trusting child, to see a reflection of us as God's children, humbling ourselves, placing ourselves into God's hands, trusting him to care for us as a child trusts his family. And so once again, the world's values are turned upside down. Just as I encountered misconceptions about my teaching field, teaching as a second choice to performance, seeing elementary education as lesser than upper levels, Jesus strives to say that deserving to be first has no place in God's value. That desire to be first, the least in the eyes of the world, is the greatest in his kingdom, because they see how they must put themselves into God's hands, to trust themselves to his care, to see all of humanity as children of God. Today, rather appropriately, is the feast of St. Cosmas and Damian. Two twin brothers, born in Arabia in the 3rd century, noted for their skill in medicine. Being Christians, they served without taking money from their patients. They are primarily known as patron saints of medicine. But one of their other patronages is to be protector of children. How appropriate to today's gospel, where we see the value of honoring the least among us. St. Cosmas and St. Damian honored the least with their free medical care to all. What a great example they gave us to see entering the heart of God, to see us letting our values be turned away from the way of the world to God's way. Because only when we can honor the least among us can we begin to reach the understanding of God. And by reaching this understanding, enter into the heart of God and see that whoever is not against you is for you.